This is Triple R Midday News with Vonya,
Jennifer Park,
and Natasha Grievous. Hurricane Maria has been downgraded after making landfall in Puerto Rico as a Category 4 storm. It was the most powerful hurricane to hit the U.S. island territory in almost 100 years. Local disaster management officials say it caused extensive damage. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Maria could strengthen again as it passes over the ocean towards the Dominican Republic.
Dozens of refugees from Manus Island and Nauru will depart for the U.S. this weekend. Some 1,600 refugees on Manus and Nauru are awaiting resettlement, but only 54 of those have so far been approved. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has thanked President Donald Trump for honoring the deal struck with his predecessor Barack Obama. The U.S. State Department has confirmed more refugees from Australia's offshore detention centers will be resettled in coming months. Ian Vintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says the deal is not an enduring outcome.
Even if the US deal is fulfilled, you know, to the letter, there will be hundreds of people who are left behind on Manus and Nauru. And this is what the Australian government needs to address. The US deal is not, you know, a final solution for the people who have been sent to Manus and Nauru. Far, far from it. The government's responsibility to those people, you know, continues.
Private drug rehab providers are calling for more regulation so patients get the treatment they deserve. The Victorian Ombudsman, Australian Medical Association and the National ISC Task Force have also raised concerns about the lack of standards in some private clinics. Victoria's Health Complaints Commissioner has received more than 20 complaints about exploitative billing and other issues so far this year. Toby Lawrence from Arrow Health, one of the Victoria's most prominent treatment services, says change is needed.
It is an unregulated industry, which means that anybody can literally set up an addiction treatment service from the boot of their car. Unfortunately, what this has led to is an industry that's rife with unscrupulous practices.
The AFL has taken down the Yes sign covering its logo at AFL House a day after it installed it to show the league's support for same-sex marriage. The stance received some backlash from fans who say the sporting organisation should stay out of political issues. But marriage equality advocate Rodney Croom says it's important the AFL shows its support.
Marriage equality isn't a political issue. It's an issue about how we treat our fellow citizens. It's an issue about fairness, tolerance, equality, inclusion, all of those basic Australian values. And I think it's quite appropriate for Australia's national code, the AFL, to be standing up for those values.
Cricket Australia, the NRL, and the Australian Rugby Union have also thrown their support behind the yes vote.
New research from Australia National University says Australia could store more energy than it could ever need. The study identifies more than 22,000 possible sites for pumped hydro energy storage across the country. ANU co-researcher Matthew Stocks says storage is the missing link to enable high penetration of wind and solar in a 100% renewable energy system.
Obviously, wind and PV are intermittent resources. There's plenty of energy when the wind is blowing and the sun is shining. But when that's not the case, then we need to find some other way of generating electricity. And storage is the key technology to be able to shift that energy from times of excess to times of shortage.
The Royal is being put back into RMIT today with a visit from Britain's Prince Andrew. The Duke of York is on a meet-and-greet tour of the city campus. It's all part of his Pitch at Palace initiative, which aims to connect tech entrepreneurs with business.
The pop-up Globe Theatre season is starting at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl today, bringing Shakespearean classics to Melbourne. Founder and artistic director Dr. Miles Gregory says the series of shows will be unlike anything Melburnians have ever seen before.
The experience of seeing Shakespeare performed in an open-air replica amphitheatre is like nothing else. It's more like a party than going to see theatre. The four productions in this season are tried to play to over 100,000 people in New Zealand, and I think people are going to find the experience of watching Shakespeare in this theatre like nothing they've ever seen before.
The season ends on November 12th.
Now for sport, South Melbourne has made the FFA Cup semi-finals after confidently defeating Gold Coast City 6-0 in Queensland. The Souths will face Sydney FC in Melbourne next month, putting them within two wins of their first piece of silverware since their 1998-99 NSL title. Western Sydney Wanderers have also made the semis after a penalty shootout win over Blacktown. They will host Adelaide United.
To the weather, mostly cloudy with the chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Winds northerly up to 50 kilometres an hour, reducing and shifting to the southwest this evening, a top of 21 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a top of 22. This has been Triple R Midday News with Natasha Grievous,
Jennifer Park
and Vonia.